The Doll Pod Podcast for Sunday, May 15th. Welcome back. This is the Doll Pod Podcast. My name is Eric.
And I'm Callie.
And we're here on May 15th, Sunday evening. And as promised, we got our next podcast out in a week from the last one.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Woo! I'm proud of that. We didn't get our bonus one out this week, but that's okay. We did get this one out, and it should be out Sunday night, so hopefully some of you are listening to it on Monday, and sit back and enjoy the show. How was your week this week, Kelly?
I have no idea, to be perfectly honest. It's a bit of a blur.
Was that bad?
Today. Scouty might be a little needy. Anyways, no, it was a blur. We got back in town late Sunday night.
Scouch. Can you sit? Down. Stay.
Did we put a show out last Sunday night?
Good girl.
We didn't. We haven't put out a show in 2 weeks.
We put it out Monday.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Again, my week has kind of been a blur. I don't really remember what happened. But a lot of that is because we had that great trip to Hilton Head, which...
That's right. I think we're going to talk about that.
We reminisce a little bit about... Maybe I'll run and put the dog away and you can talk about
some of
the
things pause.
We did.
Let's pause this really quick and we'll put the dog away. So hold on just a minute, folks. Okay, we're back. Sorry for the interruption. We had to put the dog away. She's been asleep a lot of the evening and woke up and is a little needy right now, so...
She has not been asleep most of the evening.
Oh, most of the day then.
Most of the day, possibly. And now I remember podcasting last week because Scout was exhausted after her foray with her boyfriend.
That's right.
At the kennel. But we thought we would reminisce a little bit about our trip to Hilton Head, which ended up being a fantastic getaway for us.
Yeah, we had a lot of sort of odd experiences that we wanted to share with you tonight. What would you say your favorite part of the trip was?
My favorite part of the trip... Well, not the wedding, which should be, because that's a very exciting event, but... I think my favorite part of the trip was our rental car.
And what was that? Well, you gonna tell the listeners what the rental car was?
Well, we didn't make a reservation for a rental car. It was the one thing that we missed on the list of things to do. And I wasn't really worried about it. We made our hotel reservation, plane reservation, all that jazz. We didn't reserve a car. So we went to all the rental car places.
Yep.
And they didn't have much left.
No.
We could have rented a Cadillac Escalade.
For the small price of $145 per day, I think that's what it was.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But we would have been high rolling. Definitely. Not as high as whoever it was that drove their Hummer down from Michigan for the wedding, but, you know.
It would have been close, I think.
Pretty close.
Anyway,
what
did we end up with?
We didn't end up with an economy car, any of the basic choices that we usually make. Because they were all sold out, but they were running a special.
And what was that special on?
Minivans,
indeed.
And I have been fantasizing about minivans for a while. I have a station wagon, and what do you move up front to from a station wagon but a minivan?
Of course, a minivan.
Because I can't even bear the thought of the SUV thing. It's morally opposed, I guess. I don't know. I don't go four-wheel driving, so why do I need four-wheel drive? Even though secretly I would kind of like it. But the minivan, the Chrysler Town and Country minivan, was by far the highlight of my trip to Hilton Head.
And why? What feature did it have?
The stow-and-go seat.
The stow-and-go seating.
They
were
fabulous.
It was the first thing we did. The first thing we did when we got
there.
We opened the trunk and we said to each other, we got to try this. Let's do it now.
And it's just as easy as the commercials.
So easy. Very cool. Very cool indeed.
It was a very comfy drive. Very easy to drive.
I sat in the back seats. Because they have to make a compromise to have the stow-and-go. So the two captain chairs not as comfortable as you would like, but that's where the kids sit.
So who cares?
Who cares?
Not that we'll ever have a Chrysler Town and Country.
No, probably not.
One can always dream.
It was
blue. I even liked the color.
It was nice. It was a very comfortable ride. It was a little difficult for me because I drive a Mini Cooper. So it was a lot more car to drive around and park, and it was handled very weird. I wasn't used to it. It took me a while.
It's a cushy drive.
It was a very cushy drive, very comfortable.
Yeah. I miss the car.
Yes.
I miss the minivan.
We'll get you one someday, baby.
A girl can dream.
What else? What else was exciting for you? There was some
Herman.
Herman? Who's Herman?
Herman was our alligator. Well, we arrived at the hotel and it's Hilton Head. And I'm sure that we're going to see alligators.
Which I didn't think. I didn't think we would.
Exactly. Though I was about to say that. Eric was a non-believer. He's like, oh, there's no alligators around here. In Florida, that's where they've got gators, not in Hilton Head. But I'm looking in every little pond and the gullies on the side of the road and in the swamps. I'm keeping my eye out for gators.
And there's signs everywhere, right?
There were signs at our hotel, don't feed the alligators, as well as it's like a federal offense if you harass an alligator. We should have taken a picture of the sign. Yeah, there was some like federal offense for harassing alligators, as well as any wildlife on the beach, such as sand dollars, starfish, jellyfish, urchins.
But that was your evidence for why there were alligators there.
Right.
I just thought they were just for the tourists.
Eric didn't believe it.
It's like, oh, they just put the signs out there for the tourists.
So the first day we're there, it rained all day.
All day. All day the second day, too, for the most part.
It did. For the most part, on the second day, it rained as well. Well, Wednesday we got there. Thursday, it rained all day. Friday, the sun came out. We went for a walk on the beach, and as we're walking back to our hotel, there's this little pond area, and there he is. Herman.
Herman. We named him Herman.
The alligator. Right in the little pond right by our hotel. It was very exciting. We saw him every day after that. Eric became a believer.
I did. He was very cool.
He was very cool. There were like a bazillion turtles as well. And the best was there were 10 turtles on a raft, and Herman on the raft, and Herman had his little head resting on the back of a turtle. They were all friends.
Oh,
we were wondering if sometimes Herman might eat the turtles, though, but hopefully not.
Well, if he eats one, I think he would eat the one that was coughing.
The sick turtle.
I thought he was going to die.
We thought he did, but then he moved again. Thank goodness.
I'd never heard a turtle cough before, or sneeze.
He sneezed. Yeah.
It's very weird.
I was thinking about that federal offense thing for harassing any animals on the beach and wondering if one of us should have gotten in trouble.
Are you referring to my plan with the crabs? Is that what you're getting at?
That's what I'm getting at.
So we're on the beach walking and there's all these little crabs everywhere, right? And so we're looking at them, you know.
Like hermit crab.
Hermit crabs, yeah. And so I thought it would be, what a great idea if we get all these little crabs and we have crab fights, sort of like dog fights or chicken fights or whatever, and see if they would fight each other and who would win. Or maybe take a couple of the really small crabs and team them up against the bigger crabs, sort of like bear baiting, see what would happen.
Eric got really into it.
Yes. They wouldn't fight. None of them would fight for me.
None of them would fight.
I tried a couple times.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
No. Eric was very disappointed.
All it did was elicit laughter from you, I think.
And probably. Then we got distracted, fortunately, from the crab fighting as these old people were walking past us.
So we're walking with our heads down, looking for crabs, looking for shells or whatever.
Right.
In some of the tide
pools. Or other creepy things that you might step on. And so they say to us, you guys are missing the dolphin show. So we look out into the ocean, because we weren't actually in the ocean. We were like in tide pools. And Hilton Head is a very flat beach. So when the tide goes out, there's some areas where it creates almost like a little channel. I don't know. I'm not an oceanographer.
Although you thought you were that
day. Marine biologist. Very different. Oceanographers study.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I'll shut up now. But so we were walking with our heads down, and they're like, "Oh, you're missing the dolphin show." So we turned around, and there, in the right in the ocean, right next to where we're walking, were probably 5 dolphins just surfacing every once in a while. It was absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah,
right off the coast, like 20 meters, something like that. Really close in.
It was great.
It was very cool. It was very cool.
Very, very nice. It turned out to be a great trip. Despite all the stress leading up to it, anytime I go away, I freak out. You know that. I don't know why.
So one of the things that was interesting to me was all the bars had little, I don't know what they're called, the little liquor bottles.
Yeah.
What are those called?
I don't know, the little liquor bottles?
Yeah, you know, it's like a one shot. I forget what they're
like
called.
Like they have on airplanes?
Yeah, exactly. But that's like everywhere. Everyone had them there. And evidently it's some sort of, it's a law. I don't know if it's a
South
Carolina
law
or a Hilton Head.
It's a South Carolina law.
But it was fascinating.
South Carolina has it, and some other states have it as well. And I don't remember who exactly. But I've been other places.
I've never seen it before.
And I still am convinced that we have been someplace together where they had it.
I don't think so. That must have been somebody else.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
Where have we been?
Where have we been?
Bermuda.
We went to Bermuda, but they didn't have it there.
They didn't?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Anyway.
Tiny little liquor bottles, but the cutest little idea that somebody had was they took the little bottles and made salt and pepper shakers.
That's right, I forgot about that.
Restaurant. That was pretty cute.
That was cute.
Yeah. So we saw more dolphins when we went on the rehearsal dinner, which was a great idea, though some pieces of it were poorly planned. So it was great. The rehearsal dinner was just for a wedding party and real close family. So it was a group of about,
which
know,
you were
30.
I was in the wedding party.
I was bridesmaid. Joyfully, joy. It was great.
You looked beautiful, I have
of course.
To say.
But the rehearsal dinner, what do you think? Like 30 people there? 40 people there? Because there are people in the wedding party
people, yeah.
And spouses and boyfriends and partners and the such. So we went on a dinner cruise, which was great. The weather was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
And the bride and groom thought it would be a great activity. You're down in Hilton Head. Why not be out on the water? So they made the reservations in 2004. It's currently 2005, but when you're planning a wedding, everything's well ahead of time.
Absolutely.
So in 2004, the menu for the dinner cruise was like a seafood extravaganza with grouper
right?
and shrimp and all sorts of stuff. Makes sense. You're on a boat. You're in Hilton Head. Why not eat seafood?
Absolutely.
And
so what
bride,
did they have this year?
Well, little pieces of information that
right,
you need
I'll
to understand. The bride is a vegetarian. Well, she's a pescatarian. I don't know.
That's why the seafood is a good option.
She eats seafood. She doesn't eat any other animal product except for she does eat dairy. She's not real strict. She doesn't eat any, like, four-legged creatures, I guess you could say.
So she doesn't eat red meat either.
Or chicken.
Or chicken.
That's a two-legged creature, I suppose. So she's a vegetarian. Her brother is a strict vegetarian as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the groom is Jewish.
And presumably the rest of his family is
the rest
well.
Of his family is Jewish. And the majority of his friends are also Jewish. I think every single one of his friends is Jewish. And the bride is not Jewish, but that's a whole other story. So comes to 2005 for the dinner cruise, and the reservations have been made a year in advance, and the menu comes out for 2005, and it's down-home southern barbecue with pulled pork and pork and beans and dirty rice with bacon in it and chicken, cornbread and coleslaw.
So that's what the bride had. The bride had a big plate of cornbread and coleslaw.
Well, she got the baked beans, though.
Oh, that's right.
Because it is Katya, and she doesn't always think everything through. But most baked beans are made with pork fat and pork and things like that. So it's kind of funny, not only for the bride and the bride's brother who couldn't eat anything, and there could have been other vegetarians there as well, but the whole groom side of the family, now they're not strict Jewish people.
But when in public.
But they did eat pork.
Did they?
When it came down to it.
Not really, honestly, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. I think they did. I don't know. Who knows? Derek did. He's the groom. But, yeah. Pork dinner for the vegetarian and Jewish wedding rehearsal dinner. It was great. So, I enjoyed it.
The food wasn't great,
but the view was beautiful.
It was. I was a little on edge, I have to tell you.
Why?
During the cruise. Well, you know, I don't know if we've talked about it on the show before, but I have a bit of social anxiety disorder. I'm not really comfortable.
It's a disorder now?
I'm not really comfortable in large crowds of people that I don't know. And so we're going, I forget where we were before. We were at the rehearsal, right? And so at some point, I think when we were in the parking lot of, or walking over to the boat, something, sometime
in between.
We were
at the champagne welcome.
Oh, that's right.
So
maybe, it might have even been before the champagne welcome.
Okay.
Regardless, before we're going into one of these social activities where it's your friends, I haven't met any of them before, right? So I didn't really know anyone. I knew you, and I knew Katja, but that's about it. So given that, and I have a social anxiety disorder, and you know this about me.
Right. I don't think you should call it a disorder.
Okay. I'm socially anxious.
Yeah, you have social anxiety, you could say that. Okay. You get nervous, you don't talk to people well.
Fair enough. So you know this, right?
Yes.
You know this about me.
I know this, and I understand and feel your pain because I'm right there with you.
But do you remember what you told me right before we, walked into the event?
The boat?
It was the boat or the champagne launch or something.
No.
You said, Eric, we really need to get you some sort of nose hair. Because you got some nose hair sticking out right there. We're about to walk in with all of these people I don't know. I already don't feel comfortable. And so then you tell me.
Oh, that's not very nice.
So then I'm even more. I'm probably constantly touching my nose, trying to push them back up and make sure that they're not sticking out. And so then it probably makes me. I just didn't think it was a very kind and considerate thing to do.
I'm sorry about that.
But I did survive, so.
Yeah, we survived the champagne welcome when we sat in the corner and didn't talk to anybody. Except for Jessica and Derek, new friends that we made.
New friends. Speaking of new friends, you're doing all the talking tonight. It's great. Speaking of new friends.
I don't want to do all the talking.
We were on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Before
we got to Hilton Head, and Kelly made some new friends on the plane.
Well, it started out not looking quite so positive, though, because we were on a plane, and the structure of the plane was
two seats on the left, three on the right.
Right.
At least if you're facing the front of the plane.
So we're on the three-seat side, and there's two of us, and we had the aisle in the middle, and the window seat is open, and looks like the plane's pretty full. Nobody else is coming. We're feeling psyched.
Yeah, it's one of the last seats.
That seat's going to stay open. We hit the jackpot.
Jackpot.
And then down the aisle comes a woman looking a little frazzled with a little boy.
Was he 15 months?
He was 15 months. He was 15 months. He was in the backpack. And they looked nice. Didn't look like it was going to be a screaming, torturous child next to us. So we offered up the aisle seat to her because she didn't buy a seat for the little boy because he's young enough still. So we're chatting and she actually hit the lottery because we were nice and made friends. And the crazy thing is we're chatting and the little boy, whose name is Henry, is coming over and sitting in my lap and looking out the window and making friends with us. And turns out they just bought a house in Mount Lebanon. And they already moved in, or in the process.
I think they're in the process.
They already closed on their house, so they've been moving in. And we just bought a house in Mount Lebanon. They're a mile away from us. They don't know anybody there. We don't know anybody there, so we exchanged info. So we might have made some friends.
Some new friends.
In our new suburban hood.
Very nice.
Very nice.
So we'll see. We'll give them a call when we move there. What do we have? A month left? About a month from Tuesday?
A month from Tuesday.
We close. Very exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Went by the house twice this weekend.
We did.
Once with you and once with Tom.
Stared at it longingly. Why can't we have you? Susie was saying that she just thinks we should get it now. Like, screw the closing date. It should just be your house.
Just move in.
Just move in. For free. She actually thinks, like, the first whole year should be free. And that sounds like a great deal to me. But speaking of Susie.
Yes.
We could do some shout-outs from our comments. We got some comments from some people this week.
We did. Thank you very much for those people that did that.
And some people have been voting for us on Podcast Alley. So continue that.
It's which great. You can do from the website. From the Doll Pod. And, oh, we're hovering about, I think, 162.
Ooh.
Was last
impressive.
I checked.
Don't know how, out of how many.
I think it's about 2,500, so. That's not bad.
It's not bad. So keep voting. Our goal is to get into the top 50 at some point, so keep listening. Let us know you like what we're saying. But speaking of shout-outs, we need to do a good, enthusiastic shout out to Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
We kind of forgot you last week.
But you're never forgotten in our hearts.
Absolutely not. Just verbally forgotten.
So, Bob, thanks for being our second biggest fan.
That's right.
Bob's my dad, by the way. For any strangers out there who might be listening and don't know who Bob is, Bob and Susie are my parents.
That's right.
Yes.
So one of the most frustrating things for me, I don't think I mentioned this last week on the trip, was our hotel had no internet access. And I've been on business
it's
trips.
It's like a poor man in withdrawal from heroin or something. The poor guy's got the itches. We watched Ray the other night, so we're all about, like, heroin withdrawals. He was itching and scratching. Eric was shaking. He didn't have his internet.
I didn't have my connection. So I was driving around. Kelly had to go off to different events, and I'd drive around the island trying to find a Starbucks, but they're not supposed to get it for another couple months, so they told me where I could go, and I went there, and I was able to get on. What?
You had to pay.
I did have to pay, like $6.
Which was like pulling friggin' teeth.
Yeah.
Eric didn't want to pay.
I didn't want to. I thought there'd be someplace free, but there wasn't. I guess people are supposed to be on vacation in Hilton Head? I don't know. Mm. I needed my access. So that's how I got to show up. 2 times ago, the musical interlude show,
yep.
Which I think has been the most downloaded show, or at least accessed. I don't know if people... I didn't check the kilobytes versus the actual number of hits on that file to see if people actually listened to the whole episode or not, but I don't know if it was smaller and that's why people are accessing, but anyway.
That's my theory, actually, that the longer shows are a little more intimidating to people. And I don't know how it works, if you can see how long a show is before you download it. I'm not sure.
Well, I can post that, and I'll do that this time.
So maybe we shouldn't talk so much.
Know, people know what to expect.
Shut the hell up.
So we do, speaking of that, we have a couple new things on the website. One of which we mentioned last week, which is the comment line. We have no one call in yet, so... If you're listening to this, you can be the first person to call into the show. It's 206-203-DAHL, which is 3245.
So 206-203-3245. Give us a call. We'll play you on the show.
Absolutely.
Any fake.
Regardless of if it's positive or negative, or if it's completely nonsensical, all the better. Just give us a call. And I'll leave it at that. But the other thing we have, when I originally set up the site, we had a podcasting page and a blog page. And we haven't really used the blog page anymore. So I took that down today and I put up a forum so people can post comments just like a message board, right? So there's nothing there yet. I just put it up today. Maybe I'll put a few comments on there just to get things started. And... feel free to hit that and leave your comments and start some discussions about the show. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, and hope you can use it. I don't know.
You can discuss things other than the show, too.
Absolutely.
If you want to. All right. Well,
is anything else
I'm wondering
you want to talk about?
If we're done for the evening.
We're at 25
night.
Minutes.
We're at 25 minutes. How do you tell that?
Right here. There's the timer for how long it's been recording.
Sorry for you people. I've been staring at this screen trying to figure out how long we've been blabbering.
Well, let's do that. Let's call it at night at 25 minutes. It's 9 o'clock. That gives you time to watch your Sunday evening shows.
That's right. And that's for housewives.
We had a bunch of stuff happen this weekend that we didn't get a chance to talk about. So hopefully we get a bonus cast out this week. And if we don't, we'll definitely see you guys next weekend.
All
right. Enjoy the show. Leave some comments. Send us email at thedollpod@gmail.com and visit us at www.thedollpod.com. See you guys next week.
Bye.